This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The movie Zootopia set a record over the weekend for the best opening ever for a movie produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios, with estimated ticket sales of more than $73 million. That was about $10 million more than the film was expected to earn in its first weekend, and the film is also doing big business overseas. The debut for Zootopia was better even than Disney's blockbuster Frozen, which opened to $67.4 million 3 years ago. So congrats to Disney on their Pixar purchase. It's already paying off in a big way. ABC has issued early pickups for a slew of series for the 2016-17 season, among them the dramas How to Get Away with Murder, Grey's Anatomy, and Scandal. Grey's Anatomy will return this fall for its 13th season. How to Get Away with Murder will head into its third season, while Scandal gets its sixth. All three projects come from the same producer, Shonda Rhimes. Autopsy results were revealed this week on the suspicious death of Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. The results revealed that Brown died from drowning and drugs and alcohol intoxication. Released over 7 months after Brown died at the age of 22 in Atlanta, the statement sheds light on her condition when she was found unresponsive in her bathtub on January 21st last year. Brown spent months in the hospital, a rehabilitation center, and hospice care until she died on July 26th. Ahead of the full autopsy release, the medical examiner's office in Atlanta said marijuana and alcohol were involved in the death, as well as sedative medications and drugs used to treat anxiety. Both mother and daughter died in the same way. The sad story just got sadder. Louis C.K. did a surprise stand-up routine at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood this week, and also quietly debuted a new series, Horace and Pete, on his own website. Horace and Pete centers around a group of day drinkers at a bar that C.K. joked is, quote, like what the bar that Cheers was based on was probably really like between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. The show boasts a top-notch cast that features CK alongside Steve Buscemi, Edie Falco, Alan Alda, and Jessica Lange. This show had zero promotion in advance, with the comedian announcing the new show's existence via an email to his fans. Speaking of surprises, Star Wars The Force Awakens director J.J. Abrams secretly had been working on a sequel to his hit film Cloverfield, which was released back in 2008. The sequel opened big last weekend, which is amazing because 8 weeks ago, no one even knew of its existence. 10 Cloverfield Lane, starring John Goodman, is in theaters now. Girls star and creator Lena Dunham was taken to the hospital and will undergo surgery after an ovarian cyst ruptured. Lena Dunham has been very public with her personal bouts with endometriosis. Dunham just discussed her condition last month in an Instagram post, saying she was going through a rough patch. Her deteriorating health problems came at an unfortunate time, as she and HBO were getting ready to promote season 6 of Girls, which premiered February 21st. We wish Lena well. Hey, what year is this? Rapper Eminem has announced the re-release of the Real Slim Shady album on cassette. The Detroit rapper announced the news on Twitter and shared a link for fans to sign up and get more information on the release. The link leads to a website where Eminem fans can sign up to receive a newsletter. In addition to the album re-release, there will also be Slim Shady LP merchandise available. Hey, maybe an Eminem pencil so you can stick it into the spool and rewind all the tape that unraveled. Marilyn Manson has announced the summer tour with Slipknot and Of Mice and Men opening. The tour begins June 9th in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the trek wraps up August 5th in Des Moines, Iowa. No word yet if Marilyn Manson will lose his scary belly bloat in time for the tour's launch. Wahlburgers, a Massachusetts-based fast casual chain, is opening 30 new locations. The franchise, owned by the family of Mark and Donnie Wahlberg, announced an expansion of locations in Massachusetts, California, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, North, and South Carolina. Wow, that's a funky bunch of new locations. Brangelina Nanny Crisis. Angelina Jolie has reportedly fired her kid's hot babysitter after Brad Pitt was caught flirting with her. Yep, supposedly he was yakking up a storm with the bombshell, wearing only a towel and dripping. AC/DC singer Brian Johnson has been advised by doctors to stop touring immediately or face total hearing loss. The band, due to perform in the UK and Europe this summer, have postponed the remaining 10 dates of their US tour, though the band says they, quote, will be made up later in the year, likely with a guest vocalist. Johnson has been AC/DC's singer since 1980, following the death of Bon Scott. His first record with the group, Back in Black, became the second best-selling album of all time, behind Michael Jackson's Thriller. The amazing Sir George Martin, known as the Fifth Beatle, has passed away at the age of 90. Martin was known to add a classical sound to such Beatles hits as Penny Lane, A Day in the Life, and Eleanor Rigby, to name a few. Sir George profoundly changed rock music forever. R.I.P. Sir George Martin. Singer Dolly Parton has announced an upcoming two-disc album and North American tour. The tour will be the singer's first major North American tour in 25 years. Due to release this summer, the album, titled Pure and Simple, will include a set of newly written songs and her greatest hits. Greatest hits.
The Trash Bin.
Kim Kardashian has come under a lot of fire for posting nude photos of her pre-baby self on Instagram, most notably from singer Bette Midler, but she took to Twitter to fire back at Bette without exactly naming her. Kardashian tweeted, quote, "Sorry I'm late to the party, guys. I was busy cashing my $80 million video game check and transferring $53 million into our joint account." So basically, Kardashian just said what we've already known about her and her entire family. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter has greatly increased its efforts to thwart Islamic State's use of its platform. They have shut down 600,000 accounts already. Ray Tomlinson, the inventor of the modern email, has died. His employer, Raytheon, broke the news. Panasonic announced the world's first countertop induction oven. Apple will switch to OLED screens with the launch of the iPhone 7 in 2017. The iPhones currently use liquid crystal displays.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Zootopia continues its run at the top for a second straight week.
The number one album.
Kendrick Lamar's surprise release, Untitled Unmastered, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Face Swap Live continues to be the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
The Gangster by Clive Cussler and Justin Scott is the most popular book in the land.
Nigerian-born Emnek grew up in South London and produced two number one hits in the UK before he was 19, Home Run by Misha B and Wings by Little Mix. Never Forget You is a new song penned by Emnek and features Swedish singer Zara Larsson. It has a catchy melody and moving lyrics, everything you might expect from a talented producer. The song is already top five in Europe and about to explode right here. Here's Emnek and Zara Larsson with the song of the week, Never Forget You.
I will never forget you.
Everything that we do, and all along
That was Swedish singer Zara Larsson along with British producer Emnek with the song of the week, Never Forget You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.